Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Biometrics have become fundamental to securing physical and digital identities. Since 2015, the Women in Biometrics Awards have recognized the innovation and dedication of those guiding this crucial technology market. Sherry Stein is one of this year's honorees. She's head of technology strategy for the Americas at CETA, a multinational information technology company. She's building on the work she began at CETA Lab, the company's research and development arm. With travelers expected to check in at the world's airports 8 billion times over the next few years, she's concentrating on simplifying security for air travel.
I've now moved into a role that focuses around the implementation of that strategy for the Americas. So specifically working with U.S. Customs and Border Protection in support of the U.S. Biometric Exit Program, with TSA and how to find competitive solutions that we could bring into the checkpoint as well. And then with our airline and airport partners on the extension of those services and capabilities to streamline, you know, check-in, bag drop, security, boarding, et cetera, the continuum of the travel process within the airports.
Stein travels plenty herself, moving between Atlanta and Washington, D.C., as well as Latin and South America. Her experience is tailored to the travel and airline industries.
I've been working in airline and airport IT for the last 25 years. And before joining CETA, my focus was really around airline merchandising and digital strategies and helping those airlines find ways to increase revenues, increase passenger satisfaction, and find new ways to drive customer experience and product innovation to help support that transformation into digital retailing and merchandising companies. And then in 2015, I joined CETA, which was more around focusing on some of these big, ugly industry challenges that cost the airline and airport industry, you know, $4 billion or more per year in identity theft, credit card fraud, in, you know, the manual processes to verify passenger identity, and, you know, a lot of the paper-laden processes and repetitive processes that make the process painful for travelers as much as for the airline and airport staff. And so in that transition, that was where I started to focus around looking at what are the things that technology could help provide in order to support that strategy. Biometrics is a huge piece, facial recognition technologies, because the advancements had moved so fast, as well as, you know, mobile technologies and how to leverage those awesome little computers that we all have in our hands nowadays, and also blockchain as an example, and looking at blockchain and self-sovereign identity and the work being done by the Sovereign Foundation and how to bring those things together to help support how we could solve some of those challenges.
Stein calls her work with airlines and airport IT addictive. She's involved in industry working groups focused on the application of biometrics and the latest technologies to simplify the travel experience for passengers while improving security.
You know, you become a bit of an adrenaline junkie because the industry in, you know, internet and digital just moves so fast. And I've always enjoyed technology and business transformation. And so that's led me now into this journey with biometrics. When I began the work with CETA, it was focused around how to solve for the repeated paper manual document checks and how to improve the safety and security in airports, which led to a lot of work with biometrics. And in 2016, we began working with U.S. Customs and Border Protection and JetBlue in particular around how to help implement biometric exit in a way that would become something that would be acceptable by the airlines and airports, that didn't create a burdensome process for the industry and that helped CBP in its mission. And that's when we worked together to come up with this single token travel process that we call the one-step process, is what it's often referred to, where you can board the plane using nothing but your face. So you step up to the camera, we send the photo out to customs so they can perform their biometric exit check, and then we confirm with the airline that the person's eligible to board. We do that all in one step. So the passenger doesn't have to show a boarding pass or any documentation. And that's really changed the game. And so, you know, seeing the value that that technology and biometrics can bring to the table, solving the challenges that the industry has is really where I spend the bulk of my time now.
Stein puts her work with U.S. Customs and Border Protection among her proudest accomplishments.
There's not been a lot of collaboration. And so that's why, you know, the airline checks your boarding pass, the TSA then checks your boarding pass and ID. You know, you board the plane, they check it again. Each piece of that journey operates independent of the other. And I think the proudest accomplishment is the work that we've done to help foster that collaboration across all of the stakeholders so that we can find ways to share information that helps each of them accomplish their mission without compromising, you know, any of the security or data privacy or data sharing concerns. So I'd say that is, you know, something that I'm really proud of is being in the right time, in the right place in order to help foster that communication.
Stein considers her most significant contribution to the industry to be the creation of the one-step boarding process forged in a collaboration between U.S. Customs and JetBlue.
Starting, I think it was around 2015 or so, U.S. Customs and Border Protection had been doing its U.S. exit trials in isolation. So they'd have officers at the airline gate or, you know, in the jet bridge. So the airline would do its thing and then the person would walk onto the jet bridge and be met by guys with guns saying, you know, show me your ID, please, and going through their biometric exit process. And what we did was sit down in a room and bring the airline and CBP together with ourselves. And we were able to create this integrated process. So travelers love it. It's, you know, 2 second processing time, a 30% reduction in boarding times, and it helps CBP create a biometric exit program that's viable for the airlines and the airports to implement because it creates value for them without creating a burden in trying to meet the exit obligations. And so I think that's been the most significant contribution because it's become the de facto approach in the United States now.
Stein says she's looking forward to how CETA can continue to contribute to the evolution of the airport of the future. After all, she says, nobody wants to spend hours waiting in security lines.
You know, if we've got 8 billion travelers projected to come through the airports and a continued doubling of traffic every few years, we don't want to have to get to the airport 3 hours ahead of time or 4 hours ahead of time. You know, the less stressful we can make the process, the more predictable and the easier, then the more fun travel becomes.
Sherry Stein will be among the honorees when Secure ID News teams up with SIA, the Security Industry Association, to present the 2019 Women in Biometrics Awards. This year, they'll be handed out in Washington, D.C. during one of the security industry's most prestigious events, the SIA Gov Summit. Check back for more profiles of our winners. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.